Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time we have together, Lord, and be able to come to your word this morning. And Lord, we just pray that you would use your word this morning, that it may be your words, not my words, and that this morning we may hear from you and what it is you have to say to our hearts this morning. We ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Okay, let's turn to Colossians chapter 3. That's Colossians chapter 3. I'm going to read the first 17 verses. Colossians chapter 3. And we're reading from verse 1. It says these words. If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above and not on things on the earth. For you died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Therefore put to death your members which are on the earth, fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire and covetousness, which is idolatry. Because of these things, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience, in which you yourselves once walked when you lived in them. But now you yourselves have put off all these things, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth. Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man who is being renewed in the knowledge according to the image of him who created him. Because there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcised nor uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave nor free, but Christ is all in all. Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against each other, another, even as Christ forgave you, so you must do. Above all these things, put on love, which is in the bond of perfection. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of God dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatever you do, in word or in deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Those opening verses tell us the essence of the message that is giving here the writer to the Colossians. If then we were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ. And when Christ, who is our life, appears, then you will also appear with him in glory. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. It's all because of God's grace. Ephesians 2 verse 8 to 10 tells us, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Not of works, that lest anyone should boast, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. And Romans 5, verses 1 to 2 says these words, therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we also have access by faith into his grace in which we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. And then Paul, writing to the Corinthians in chapter 15, 1 Corinthians 15, verse 9 to 10, says, for I am the least of the apostles, who am not worthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace towards me was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. It's the grace of God. Paul prays to the Lord to remove that thorn in the flesh. We don't know what that thorn of the flesh was or that situation was, but commentators have speculated over time what this thorn in the flesh could have been. Everything from bad eyesight to malaria or a disability in speech. But it looks and seems generally accepted it was some physical affliction, and we know that it was sent by a messenger of Satan. It says there in 2 Corinthians 12, verse 7 to 9, in the same area, lest I should be exalted above measuring by the abundance of the revelations, a thorn in the flesh was given me, a messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I be exalted above measure. Concerning this thing, I pleaded with the Lord 3 times that it might depart from me. And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Paul learnt a very important lesson here. Verse 8, my power was to pray, says Paul. I pleaded with the Lord 3 times that it might depart from me. But God's answer was divine power. And we read in verse 9, God replied to Paul, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. And that divine power of the Lord was manifested in his weakness. Why? So that God alone gets the glory and not Paul. And we know in chapter 10, verse 17, it says, in Corinthians, 10, verse 17, it says, but let him who boast in the Lord. For it is not the one who commends himself who is approved, but the one whom the Lord commends. Friends, we know this morning that the Lord will not always remove a problem from our lives we face. And we may, as Paul, have a thorn in the flesh. But God promises to give us his grace in that situation. You see, God's grace is infinite and is more than sufficient for us to enable us to be content in God this morning. Paul, twice in verse 7, he sees the thorn in the flesh as a means to escape self-exaltation or to become conceited. It says there, lest I should be exalted above measure. And at the end of the verse, he says the same word, the same Greek word there. I want to tell you about a song written by a young Korean pastor, Kung Myung Jung Song, who wrote these words of this song, which he and his wife sang at the Korean Global Prayer Meeting titled Daniel 21. That was 21 days of prayer that this church and churches around the world met to pray in April 2022. And you know, when a group of Koreans a prayer meeting, it's not a quiet a business. Whether it's part of the church service or spontaneously in small groups, one will take the lead and guide the rest what to pray, and then says, let's pray. At once, everyone will pray aloud according to the direction of the Lord and the leader. But this is the song, and I hope this translation from the Korean is okay. The song is called Grace. And their opening remarks before they sang these were these, and they're good for us this morning. Brothers and sisters, the people we worship together with every week are not to be taken for granted. I believe they are God's gift of grace to us. So that in this harsh world which can hold each other, we can hold each other's hands, lift each other up when we are down. He says, let us take time to bless the people. You are God's gift of grace around us. That are God's gift of grace around us. The most amazing grace, he says, is that God allowed me to know that even now God's river of grace has never stopped flowing Remembering this truth, let's confess that everything I have is given me by the Lord. And it says, these are the words of the song they sang. Translated, everything I've enjoyed, all the time I've passed, everything I've enjoyed, all the time I've passed, every moment that I walked, they weren't to be taken for granted, but thanks to the grace of God. The morning sun rising and the sunset in the evening, the scent of flowers in the spring and the fruit of fall, every moment and every changing season, they weren't to be taken for granted. But thanks to the grace of God, everything is because of the grace of God's grace. Grace, grace, infinite grace. Nothing was to be taken for granted in my life. Everything was because of the grace of God, because of the grace of God. He gave us families. He met us and saved us, and I believe he will continue to lead us in his grace. Being born and living on this earth from my childhood until now, breathing, living, dreaming, it's not to be taken for granted, but it is a gift of grace. Living as a child of God, praising him and worshipping. The blessing of sharing the gospel is not to be taken for granted, but it is a gift of grace. Everything is because of the grace of God. Grace, grace, infinite grace. Nothing was to be taken for granted in my life. Everything was because of the grace of God. Because of the grace of God. Nothing to be taken for granted in my life. Everything was because of the grace of God. Ephesians 2 verse 8 to 10 says, for by grace we have been saved through faith. And that's not of ourselves, not any works lest we should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand, and we should walk in them. Colossians 3 verses 1 to 2, then we have been risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth at the right hand of God. Set your affection on the things above and not on things on the earth. And all around us today, as we've heard from the World Economic Forum, which has been meeting this week, plans, plans, man's plans. But we know who will win in the end. Jesus, right through us, we will be victors because we will see Christ and be transformed. It says in Romans 12 verse 2, and do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Not to be conformed to the world, to this world, but to allow that transformation of the power of Christ to come into our lives, to come into our lives and renew us. Rather like a caterpillar. The story of a caterpillar, as you all know it, it evolves, it's called metamorphosis, and it traces from a caterpillar into a glorious butterfly that flies around. And that's how we are to be transformed by the renewing of our mind, that we may prove what is good and acceptable. In Galatians 2 verse 20, it says, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. We're dead to self this morning. Christ sees us dead this morning, dead to sin, and alive in Christ. Brothers and sisters, we need to be reminded this morning that this world is not our home. We are just a passing through. As that songwriter wrote many years ago, I think it was Jim Reeves. That is why we have these words penned by the writer in the Colossians. Seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth at the right hand of God. For we are dead, and our life is hid with Christ in God. A beautiful song which Aaron beautifully introduced to us to sing. That wonderful verse is, what gift of grace is Jesus my Redeemer? There is no more in heaven now to give. He is my joy, my righteousness, my freedom, my steadfast love, my deep and boundless peace. To this I hope, my only hope is Jesus. For my life is wholly bound to his. Oh, how strange, how divine. I can sing all is mine, yet not Christ, but Christ through me. And then it goes on into the third verse. No fate I dread, now I am forgiven. The future's sure, the price it has been paid. For Jesus bled and suffered for my pardon, and he was raised to overthrow the grave. To this I hold, my sin has been defeated. Hallelujah. Jesus now and ever is my plea. Oh, the chains are released. I can sing, I am free. Yet not I, but Christ in me. We are dead, and our life is hid with Christ in God. So we're dead this morning in Christ, but your life is hid with Christ. That word is hidden. The Greek word is krypto, which implies a safety, hidden away, secure, concealed. Not yet glorified, as it says. But we are secure and invincible in Christ. And there is a glorious hope in the next verse there in Colossians 3, verse 4. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then we shall also appear with him in glory. That is at the time of the rapture. 1 Thessalonians 4, verses 16 to 18 says, For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain will be caught up together with him in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. 1 John 3, verses 2 to 3 says, Dear friends, now we are children of God. What we will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Everyone who has this hope in him purifies him, just as he is pure. Hallelujah, we're going to be glorified. New bodies. This old sick body, these bad eyes, these whatever, all going to be transformed. Because Christ will come in his glory and we will be glorified and we will live with him. So everyone who has this hope, let us have these words before us. We should be a people to look up. Look up, for Christ is coming again. But we should know that Christ reigns over us in heaven, and also we look forward to the return of his coming in the clouds. Are we ready? Are we ready? Most of us here this morning are, but there may be some who are listening to this via some other means. But are you ready? You see, we all have a choice. And it's that choice that will determine your future. You see, there are only two possibilities according to the Bible. You either decide for Christ or you're against him. It is heaven to be with Christ, or it is a place the Bible calls hell. Don't hear much about that these days. A place of torment and anguish at the realization that you have no hope of ever escaping from God's judgment. But there's still time. And the Bible says in Luke 21, verse 8 to 11, Take heed that you do not be deceived, for many will come in my name, saying, I am he, and the time has drawn near, therefore do not go after them. But when you hear of wars and commotions, do not be terrified, for these things must come to pass first, before the end will not come immediately. Then he said to them, Jesus, that is, Nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. And there will be great earthquakes in various places and famines and pestilences. And there will be fearful sights and great signs in the heaven. In 2 Corinthians 6 verse 2 tells us, Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Don't delay, friends. If you can never point to a time when you've come before the Lord and you've asked him to forgive your sin, to repent of your sin and to turn, what that means is you turn, you're going in one direction and you turn back against the opposite direction. That's what repentance is. You decide to follow Jesus Christ. You believe, it says, for God so loved the world that he who believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And that word believe doesn't just mean you believe. It means that you repent of your sin and you turn to Christ and you accept his offer of salvation. But don't delay. The time is short. You don't know whether you will live another day. What we do know is that that Christ will return. And in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 52 to 53, it says, in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. It was Larry Norman, what we call a radical, a provocative Christian songwriter in the 1970s, 1980s, he died in 2008. Some of you may have heard of him. Whose one of his famous songs was "Only Visiting This Planet," and then another one, "I Hope to See You in Heaven," wrote this song. The words are, "I wish we'd all been ready." A song depicting the time when Christ had returned and the world was in a state of chaos that came about as those who knew Christ were taken by Christ in the clouds, not by aliens or by a UFO, but by Christ coming in the clouds. And the words are this: life was filled with guns and wars, and everyone got trampled on the floor. I wish we'd all been ready. Children died, the days grew cold. A piece of bread could buy a bag of gold. I wish we'd all been ready. There's no time to change your mind. The sun has come and you've been left behind. A man and wife asleep in bed. She hears a noise and turns her head. He's gone. I'd wish we'd all been ready. Two men walking up a hill. One disappears and one's left standing still. I wish we'd all been ready. There's no time to change your mind. The sun has come and you've been left behind. The Father spoke and the demons dined. The Son has come and you've been left behind. My message this morning is, don't be one who gets left behind. Because the Bible says that Jesus is coming again. And that is the glorious hope for us this morning, as God's people, most of us here this morning. Our focus and our gaze this morning is not what is happening in the world, although these things are interesting and to watch. And as we've heard this morning, the aims and the plans of the World Economic Forum and Klaus Schwab and his disciples, it's exactly what was predicted to happen in the Bible written 2,000 years ago. There's nothing new under the sun. Heading for a single worldwide government, a single global currency, a new religion based on the climate, thinking that we can save the climate from imminent destruction, worshipping the creation and not the creator, instead of worshipping him. We are all here this morning because of God's grace. And that is tremendous, isn't it, this morning? So I conclude this morning with the verses that we had of Scripture this morning, those verses in Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 to 3, to 4. If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, when Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on earth. For you died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you will also appear with him in glory. Amen.